Public health officials say it's likely more cases of the novel coronavirus will be identified across the state in the coming days. In the meantime, shelves of hand sanitizer and cleaning supplies are empty in local stores. People are avoiding handshakes, and some local events are being canceled. What should you do when coronavirus comes to your community? I sat down with Interim News Director Kristen Kay to separate truth from fiction. So let's start with the symptoms of the coronavirus. What are they?
So according to the Centers for Disease Control, fever and shortness of breath or other respiratory problems like a cough, those are all symptoms of COVID-19. Those can appear anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks after you actually contract the virus. And of course, the severity of those symptoms really vary. For most people, they're pretty mild, but they can be much more serious for the elderly or for people with other immune system issues.
And how does this disease spread?
Mostly person to person. That means when an infected person coughs or sneezes, those respiratory droplets can land in the mouths or noses of people who are nearby, usually within about 6 feet. You can also contract COVID-19 by touching a surface or an object that has the virus on it and then touching your mouth or your nose or your eyes. But the main way this seems to be spreading is that person to person contact.
And if a person thinks they might have coronavirus, they're not supposed to go straight to the doctor, right?
That's right. Pitkin County Public Health says call your primary care physician ahead of time. Don't just show up. That's meant to help limit the spread of the disease and try and keep resources and doctors available for this and, of course, for the other things that they deal with. And just a reminder, there are standards for who can receive a test for the virus. It's not enough just to have a fever or cough. You also need to have had contact with a confirmed case or have recently traveled to an area with lots of cases of this virus. Testing is also for healthcare workers who are showing symptoms or for people with really severe respiratory illness like a pneumonia that puts you in the hospital that doesn't have some other explanation. But if you feel like you meet those criteria and need tested, call your doctor. People who are symptomatic and have traveled to affected areas or have been in contact with a known patient can also call the CDPHE hotline. That's 303-692-2700. And of course, we'll have that on our website later if you didn't catch that.
Public health officials here have been saying for a little bit that it's not if, it's when coronavirus comes to our community. What are they saying about how folks can prepare?
Yeah, most importantly, Pitkin County is asking people to sign up for Pitkin Alerts for text message updates. They want people to sign up for specific coronavirus information. So they're asking you to text the number 888-777 and write C-Virus, that's C-V-I-R-U-S, in the message. We'll have that on our website later as well if you didn't catch it. You do have to take this step to receive those text updates about the spread of coronavirus. The county also said a local hotline is being set up that should be available soon. And in addition, they're encouraging people to stock up on food and supplies and medicine at home. That's, of course, leading to some of the shortfalls we're seeing on the shelves of our local grocery stores. Also, in that briefing yesterday, officials stressed what they're calling everyday prevention measures. That means first and foremost, washing your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. So think happy birthday twice in your head. Hand sanitizer is a good backup. They say stay home when you're sick and at least 24 hours after those symptoms end and keep your sick kids at home. And of course, cover your mouth when you sneeze and cough.
Now, have things gotten to a point here that we shouldn't be going out in public?
Well, it would maybe be nice, you know, if everybody could work from home. And Pitkin County Public Health said if it's possible for employers to let people do that, that's great and helpful. Of course, that's really tough in our area where we rely on our service and hospitality industries so much and on the ski industry. Officials said yesterday that from a public health perspective, at least, if there was something called community transmission, that's when you can't trace the virus to a source anymore because it's so widespread, that really would trigger kind of next level action as far as intervention from the state. And that's when you might see widespread cancellations and like schools closing, for example. For now, they're just emphasizing those everyday prevention measures. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Pitkin County Public Health's website has a lot of information, even guidelines for people in the hospitality industry, for parents, for families, lots of information on prevention. So for those looking for reliable information, that's a good place to start.
All right. Well, we will certainly be keeping a close eye on this in the days to come. Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you.